Now please welcome back our VIP star of the Broadway musical Allegiance, George Takei. Now, George, you have a catchphrase, which is, I'll do my impression, oh my. It's okay. But what is the origin of that becoming your catchphrase?
Well, I've been saying that, as I'm sure all of you have been, throughout your life. I mean, it's a common phrase, oh my. You know, you see a beautiful sunrise, oh my. You know, you see a horrible, nasty thing, oh my. You know, it's a very versatile phrase. One mistake I made was saying it on a certain person's radio show.
Oh.
I didn't know that certain person from Adam at all. But I was doing a play here in New York, and when you're doing a play, you're given an assignment to go and talk about the play, you know, radio, television. And one morning I had this address on Madison Avenue, and I went there to do that promotional gig. And I was in the waiting room flipping through magazines, and they had this radio show on. It was the most disgusting conversation. It was the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
And I said to the other guy sitting there also, why don't they get some nice music on? You know, this discussion is really disgusting. And he said, that's the show we're waiting to go on. And then the woman came and said, we're ready for you in the studio, and ushered me in. And here's this skinny, tall, wild-haired guy with glasses sitting behind the mic. And I said to him, good morning. And he says, oh, you have a deep voice. You must have a big dong. I said, are we on the air? And he said, yep. And I said, oh my. And he had it on tape. So whether I'm there or not, whenever someone says or does something outrageous, he presses a button and my voice comes on saying, oh my. And it's become my personal catchphrase.
Fantastic. We've spent a lot of time reading your Twitter feed, and we know that you love wordplay. So we've crafted a game just for you. Every answer will be a word or phrase mashed up with your catchphrase.
Oh, my.
That's right. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for an example.
So if we asked, what would you say at Chipotle if you wanted to order the least spicy salsa? You'd say, oh, mild.
So every answer will begin with, oh, my, and will be mashed up with something that starts with the word or sound, my. And here's what's on the line. If you do well enough, Deirdre LaRocque from Colorado Springs and you will both win Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. I like that you laughed at that. We'll give it a shot. We'll see how it rolls.
What would you say if you suffered from splitting headaches, usually on one side of the head?
Oh my. My bed.
Probably is what you would say. You might also say, oh, migraine.
Oh, I see. My imagination doesn't go that far.
How's your pop culture?
Reasonable.
Okay. What if you met the star who loves Party in the USA and comes in like a wrecking ball?
I give up. You guys obviously know.
Well, we have the answers in front of us. That's the only reason we know. So Miley Cyrus, we're like, oh, Miley Cyrus.
Oh my, you're right. Well, I got a perfect record.
So far, so good.
This is your last one. We're
okay.
Going for a perfect,
right.
Going for a perfect record. How about if you just couldn't get enough of the musical based on George Bernard Shaw's play Pygmalion?
It's got to begin with the word my.
And that's it.
A title
of a
My Fair Lady.
Yeah! The audience loves that.
I'm a theater buff.
Yes!
You know, in Hawaii, they call mainland Japanese Americans. They have a lot of Japanese Americans in Hawaii. But they look down on us mainland Japanese Americans. They call us kotonks. And the reason for that is when you knock on a mainland Japanese American's head, it goes kotonk because it's so empty.
That's terrible. George, it was unbelievable having you on my stage. If you are one of the two people left who are not following George Takei on Twitter, he is at George Takei. Let's hear it one more time for our special Jess.
Come see Allegiance. Come see Allegiance.